Flim, a year-by-year history of that. In 1888, a woman finally appears in a film after a drought of several billion years, where noted French person Louis Le Prince captures what would become the last known footage of his mother-in-law. It is also the first known footage of her, and in general, not counting sequences of photographs such as Moy Bridge's extremely brief horse photo shoots, or Le Prince's previous effort, the controversial Man Walking Around a Corner, which as of writing, trails behind its successor by 2.1 points on IMDb. In 1889, William Freese Greene's Leisurely Pedestrians, Open-Topped Buses and Hansom Cabs with Trotting Horses is filmed. Only six possible frames survive today, none are from the sudden passionate violin duel or the ensuing impromptu human vivisection. 1890, the first short-lived format war begins when William Carr Croft and Wordsworth Donisthorpe dare to depict London's Trafalgar Square in frames the shape of a fucking circle. 1891, Duncan or Devonald with Muslin Cloud, part of the Duncan cinematic universe, completely fails to launch the Muslin Cloud spin-off series. 1892, future Disney namesake Louis Lumiere does something that will never be done again when he produces a documentary film about the Prince of Wales and future King of England. 1893, an undead Eastern European nobleman's hypnotically enslaved servant gets his groin stepped on- wait. Didn't that happen in Dracula Dead and Love It? Ahem. Thomas Edison makes a film about blacksmiths. There. 1894, William K. L. Dixon achieves a triumvirate of firsts. The first known film with live recorded sound, the first known film about drug use, and the first known rapid stream of films made with little regard for quality, predating the founding of Asylum Films by over a century. 1895, Louis Lumiere releases workers leaving the Lumiere factory. He also released the workers themselves at the end of each working day, of course, but through this film, they were bound to it for eternity. In time, nothing would remain of their identities but their connection to Lumiere. It was as if he claimed their very souls! Ah! 1896, Albert Leah Kirchner probably invents the porno flick.